BBC News with Justine Green. The Nobel Peace Prize winner Malala Yousafzai has returned to Pakistan for the first time since being shot by Taliban militants. Malala, now aged 20 and a vocal human rights activist, was shot in the head by a gunman for campaigning for female education in 2012. She's expected to hold meetings with Prime Minister Shahid Khan Abbasi. North and South Korean officials are holding talks in the border village of Panmunjom about a forthcoming summit between President Moon Jae-in and the North Korean leader Kim Jong-un. They're expected to consider a date and agenda for the meeting, which could prepare the ground for proposed talks with President Trump. British police say the poisoned Russian double agent Sergei Skripal probably came into contact with a nerve agent at his home. Specialists found the highest concentration of the Novichok substance on his front door. Kenyan opposition figure Miguna Miguna has again been deported from the country amid an ongoing row over his citizenship status. The deportation is in defiance of multiple court rulings in his favour. Earlier on Wednesday, a court held top officials in contempt of court for failing to obey orders to release him. A judge in New York has ruled that Saudi Arabia must face lawsuits over the 9/11 attacks in the United States. Saudi Arabia had argued there was no evidence for claims by victims that Riyadh helped plan the hijacked plane attacks. President Trump has announced that he intends to replace his Veteran Affairs Secretary, David Shulkin. He's nominated his White House physician, Rear Admiral Ronnie Jackson, to the post. And scientists say a new discovery about the origin of the Earth's oceans mean it's more likely that life could exist beyond our solar system. Studying the oxygen in rocks from the Moon and Earth, they concluded that there was water on Earth before the huge planet-scale impact, which resulted in the creation of the Moon. And that's the latest BBC News.